Don't worry, Petal First Baptist folks. I warned all the restaurants y'all attend. Y'all be a little late. Don't worry. They said they'd wait for you and hold the food in the warmer, so you're good. I like 11 o'clock church. I didn't have to get up at the crack of dawn today. I think we might need to... Two things I think I've already learned today. We need a little bit more peppy of an offering. Ours is a little bit dead. It's hard to be a cheerful giver sometimes when it's a little too quiet. So we might have to pep that up a little bit. We can work on that a little bit. And maybe we'll move our time back a little bit. I know some of our folks, they usually get here about 11, so this is a good time for them. So they were in good shape. They were in good shape. Well, let me say greetings to Dr. Carl Burkett, his lovely bride, the First Lady, as well as all the pastors and deacons of this fine church and every member of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church. We are simply so delighted to have this invitation. I cannot express that to you enough. And I don't know if you realize this or not. I don't know in the history of Mount Vernon, but have you ever invited a predominantly white church to your church? Ever? Never. This is a first. You're sitting in the first today. And I don't know if First Baptist, it's a good thing. And I don't know if 3 years ago, it's been 3 years ago in a couple of months, that we had ever invited Mount Vernon to come worship with us, or a predominantly African-American church. But I just have to, and I told my church folks Sunday that no doubt this is of God's timing, even of today.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I am grieved over where we are as a nation. Now, it's no surprise, because the Word of God clearly tells us that these are the kinds of things that will be a part. But I don't know about you, but I'm tired, and I called our media folks. I'm so glad they're here from the WDAM and our newspapers. I said, you know, I know y'all are tired sometimes of printing and or reporting on all the negativity.
Yes.
A lot of us, we get our information from Fox News or CNN or some social media. And all these folks are doing nothing more, not WDAM and our newspaper folks here, but the national people, let's be clear. So glad you're here this morning, by the way. She wasn't recording at that point. That was good. Because they don't do that. We're blessed. But I'm tired of hearing from people that want to do nothing but, and let's be honest, to divide us as a nation. They say they don't. I'm tired of hearing politicians. I'm tired of hearing leaders. I'm tired of hearing people saying, well, you know what? Trying to seek profit from these kind of things to divide us and separate us. Yeah. Folks, the answer is found right here. Yeah. It is not found in all of those other places. No. Now, the problem is we live in an ever-growing, increasingly secular society, looking for answers and solutions that ultimately will never provide that which provides the ultimate solution. But one of the solutions, by the way, in case people don't understand and realize, is for us to know each other, to worship together, to go to lunch together, and by the way, Mount Vernon folks, speaking of that, you might need to show us where to go, because we don't know where to go to lunch at 1 o'clock. So if y'all could help us out a little bit, maybe we'll go with you. Most of my folks are home taking a nap by 1 o'clock. It's the truth now. It's true. It's true. But not today. Not today. We have to know one another. And let's be honest, before 3 years ago, I didn't know who Brother Carl was. I mean, I drove up in a parking lot. Some of my First Baptist folks know. I've been calling him for 2 days. I don't know if Mount Vernon folks have a hard time getting a hold of your pastor, but I had a hard time getting a hold of him. I couldn't find him. I drove up in the parking lot with Don Gann from the Mississippi Baptist Convention. I said, and I happened to walk up to some handsome, fine-looking gentleman. Not you, Red. Wasn't you. Wasn't you, Red. Now, look, that was worthy of a drum right there. That's as good as it's going to get right there. And I asked and I said, I've been trying to get a hold of Brother Carl Burkett. Can you tell me where he is? And he said, here I am. I didn't know Brother Carl Burkett.
Amen.
And I'll be honest with you. God spoke to my heart and said, shame on you for not knowing a pastor that is less than a half a mile from your church.
Have mercy.
I'd driven by it, knew some things about it. But I know you, and I know him now. I told him, I can say this, my dad passed away about 4 years ago, and so I asked him if I could adopt him, he'd be my black dad, if that'd be all right. He said he would, so I'm good. And he's helped me so much, and he's embraced our church. Brother Carl, you have been willing to listen to some crazy ideas and things to draw us together. And what an appropriate Sunday. My wife is in Baton Rouge. She fortunately couldn't be here today with her family. She was literally across the interstate from where the shootings were taking place this morning. And I thought, what timing? The last time we gathered together, I don't know if you remember or not, but Ferguson had just exploded. And we met together and we had this time together. Some of you weren't able to come, but some of our folks were there, called Can We Talk?
Yes.
We've got to talk, folks. We've got to have conversations. We've got to understand each other. We've got to know one another. So when these kind of things happen, unless you think it won't happen in Petal, it could. Or in Hattiesburg or somewhere around here. And so there's got to be people like us who come and say, wait a minute.
Amen.
We have to stand together.
Yes.
And so a week and a half ago, and Brother Carl and I flipped a quarter, and I wanted to get to preach today, and I was so excited about that. And I do thank you for letting me preach, because it is your pulpit. And it makes me feel really bad. We invited you over the first time. I didn't let you preach. So now you got to come back. There's another invitation. There it is. So, there you go. But I'm thinking, God, what is the answer? Where do we find the answer for where our culture is, where our nation is? How do we deal with these divides that have been generational, but really in the last decades, we've seen some progress. Have we gotten all the way there? No.
Have mercy.
But who would have thought 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, that these kinds of things would be happening in our nation? But thank God there's solutions like this.
Yes.
We come together and we say, God, what would you have us to do?
Yes.
God, what is your answer for our nation? And I found it in the scriptures in a simple word, the word one another.
All right.
A lot of you got your Bibles. We're going to flip to a lot of scripture today, all right? So I'm not going to give you one. We're going to flip through a lot, and I'm going to have them on the screen so you can follow along. You're not going to be able to keep up with them because I'm going to fly through them. And here's what I want you to know. I'm not going to do a whole lot of commenting because here's what I believe about these scriptures. They speak for themselves. The scripture speaks for itself. Now, there is the foolishness of preaching that comes alongside of that, the Apostle Paul says. And so I'll add a few foolish words maybe along the way. But I want you to hear these words, and they're really founding. I'm a simple guy. I'm not one of those doctors yet. One day I might get there. One day I'm going to be smart, Brother Carl. I told him, one day I'm going to get there. I'm going to learn to pray like him one day. I'm going to get there. But I got to have some ABCs. And so I found A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Watch what the word says. Listen, number one, what do? We accept one another. Romans 15:7 says, therefore, accept one another just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. Here's great news. God accepts you right where you are this morning. Doesn't matter where you've been, where you're going, whether you know him or not, you are accepted by God. And that means us, because we're accepted by God, then we're called, because we're accepted by God, to accept one another. But if I'm going to accept somebody, typically I've got to know something about them. Now, I can accept those I don't know maybe, but I can accept somebody a whole lot easier I know something about. And so here's the challenge for us. I'm just going to give it to you in point number one, and how good God would sustain this and take our partnership further and deeper is that maybe we'll all make a decision to find somebody in this room that is not a member of First Baptist or Mount Vernon and go across the room and say, I'd love at some point over the next month to eat lunch with you or supper with you, either in your home or you invite them to your home or go out to eat, wherever you may go, so that we can go further than this. So we see each other in Walmart. It's not like, hey, I know you, you're from that Mount Vernon or you're from First Baptist. You'll know them by name.
Right.
And you can pray with them and know them, because here's the thing. We've closed the gap between here and there. It's short.
Yeah.
First Baptist, I almost thought it was about us walking over here, kind of like marching, you know, a little bit, but it's too hot. It's July. So we decided to drive in one accord together. It's close. It's close, right? So we want to come together. So I'm going to encourage you, Mount Vernon folks, and Brother Carl, I didn't ask his permission ahead of time, but let me challenge us to walk across before you leave this building. And some of you, because there's more of us than you, y'all going to get to go to lunch or supper more than once.
Yeah.
Works out good, doesn't it? Y'all follow what I'm saying? So I'm saying, he wants you to find somebody. You may already know them. That's fine. And say, let's go to lunch together.
Yeah.
Because that's how we accept one another. We know one another. And listen, who do we say we can accept somebody? And by the way, what does our world need? People to know they're accepted into the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sometimes people think, well, I can't come to that church. They don't understand me. They can't relate to me. They don't have the problems that I have. They don't have the issues that I have. They don't have the sin that I have. And yet they need to know that, yes, we do. We accept one another. That's the first A. The second A is to agree or to admonish one another. Now, this is a King James word that means to caution or reprove one another. Listen to what Romans 15 says. And concerning you, my brethren, I myself and also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge, and also able to admonish one another. Colossians 3:17, that the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Sometimes, as believers, we're called to admonish one another.
Yeah.
That means if Brother Carl needs to take me behind sometimes a proverbial woodshed and say, do you know what that sounded like? Do you know what that looked like? Do you know what that may have appeared to somebody else? We need to love each other enough to admonish one another. This is in our congregations when we meet separately and when we're together. We can admonish one another. We need those corrections to be brought back into line. We need to also be admonishing those that would seek to divide us, to destroy us, to conquer us. We need to stand together and say, no way. We're the body of Christ. Red and yellow, black and white. They're all precious in His sight. And we must stand together.
Yes,
we have to accept one another. We have to admonish one another. The third, we have to agree with and show tolerance for one another. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm not very tolerant. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm not very tolerant. But listen to what the scripture says. 1 Corinthians 1:10, I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another, so there may be no divisions among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. Romans 12, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, be of the same mind towards one another, and do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Thank you, Brother Carl, for associating with the lowly. I'm grateful. They didn't catch that. They're going to get that in just a minute. They're going to get that. Red got it. Red's on target. Ephesians chapter 4. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, encourage you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called. You have been called, child of God, in which you have been called with all humility, gentleness, patience, showing tolerance for one another, being diligent. That takes effort to preserve the unity in the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, we are different, right? Look around. We're different. Now, we're all dressed alike. I'm choking and sweating to death, but we're dressed more alike. This is not how I normally dress. But I got tired of coming up here and looking like I didn't belong. I wanted to belong. Did I do a little better?
You did. You sharp today. You are sharp.
Got a little handkerchief. My wife had to go on YouTube to teach me how to do these things, the jiggers, but I got it now. Now, Pedal First Baptist, I see some of you in coat ties. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's good. But Lord, in July, it's hot. I am not going to lie. We're all different, right? We can see we have different color skin. We're more different than that. We have different personalities. Some of us are quiet like me. Some of others are loud like Brother Carl. Some are tall, some are short, some are wise, some not so wise, some outspoken, some silent, some have this talent or that, some have some ability or another.
Yeah.
But to be unified, we don't have to agree on everything, but the essentials we must agree upon and be willing to tolerate each other.
Yes,
now, tolerate, we hear that word tolerate. It's kind of like tolerating your little brother or little sister. Is that what I mean? No, that's not what I mean. It's far deeper than that.
Have mercy.
You don't have any choice in what you tolerate sometimes, but as the body of Christ, we're called to accept one another, to be willing to admonish one another, and then we said to agree with and show tolerance one another. Notice the B, to bear one another's burdens. Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. We have to bear one another's burdens. Now, here's one of the challenges, at least in our church, I don't know about in yours, but in ours, sometimes we get prayer requests. And we get them, but it's for Aunt Sally's best friend's long-lost cousin's got a bunion on her left toe. Are y'all with me on that? Now, that's a great prayer request, and we need to pray that God will heal that bunion. That's for sure. Bunions are a bad thing. But you know what the kind of prayer request I believe God wants us to have? And this is a good word for Petal First Baptist folks. How in the world can you bear somebody's burdens if you don't know what their burden is? Well, I can't tell them. It's none of their business. They might go around and tell somebody. I don't need them to know what's going on in my life. Well, then nobody's going to be praying for you, and nobody's going to be visiting you, and nobody's going to help you. But if we're going to bear one of those burdens, we got to share those burdens. So somebody told me a few months back, listen, I don't know if you know or not, Brother Carl's grandson passed away. I knew you'd want to know. Yes, I did want to know. You want to know why? Because I'm called to bear his burdens. Yes, sir. And then as if you didn't have enough going on, then one of his sons got shot over there in Hattiesburg. Yes. Somebody said, I didn't know if you know or not. I know I didn't know. I didn't have the hotline. He didn't call me. We didn't have that discussion. I've reproved him over that, and we're good about that. He's going to tell me next time. Yes, sir. They didn't catch that either. They're slow this morning. Slow this morning. I went up to the hospital. I got to visit with his son. I never met his son before.
Yeah.
Had a wonderful time visiting and praying with him. We have to bear one another's burdens. And folks, we all have burdens.
Amen.
Oh, how burdened are we all this morning?
Yeah.
For those in Baton Rouge and those law enforcement officers and their families.
Have mercy.
How burdened are we about the state of our country which is in? How burdened are we about the murders and the killings that are happening in our nation, in our large cities and in our small ones?
Yeah.
How burdened must we be?
Have mercy.
The A's, the B's, here's the C. Clothe yourself in humility towards one another. Listen to what 1 Peter 5 says. You younger men, likewise be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. Why? For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
Have mercy.
Philippians 2, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also the interest of others.
Yes.
How do we have these kind of conversations? How do we deal with the differences that might exist between us? How do we deal with generations gone by? How do we do that? We walk in humility. There's a characteristic that's missing in our day and age. Just turn on the news and you will see very few people with humility. They got the answer and they know the problem and solution for everything. But at the end of the day, I don't think they know anything. I do know something that I don't know the answers. Therefore, it ought to make me really humble.
Yes.
We don't have all the answers. We hadn't figured this whole thing out. But I know one answer is to be humble before the Lord.
Yes,
be humble with each other. We clothe ourselves with humility. We put on that clothes together. Listen, I just have to say, the police chief in Dallas, Texas, what a man of God.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You've heard him speak or not. Boy, if we had more men like him,
yes, sir.
Would speak to these issues. Black and white police chiefs, not just singling him out, anybody, doesn't matter who they are, that would be humble. He's an humble man. We got the A's, the B's, here's the C. Confess your sins to one another. James 5:16 says, therefore confess your sins to one another.
Yes.
Now listen, what do we mean by confess your sins? Now in the white church sometimes, this is how we do confessing our sins. Listen, I don't know if you heard or not, but this is kind of on the down low. It's a prayer request. Don't tell anybody, but I need to tell you something. So then I say, well, let's just stop right there because that's probably as far as that prayer request needs to go. That's the kind we call a silent prayer, a unspoken request, right? But the Bible says sometimes the way to deal with the sins in our lives of the past, of the present, is to be willing to confess our sins to one another, which means what? It means we have to be humble and admit that we don't have it all together. I don't know if you know this or not, Mount Vernon, but Brother Carl doesn't have it all together.
No, sir.
Now, he's close. He's close. Your preacher, my folks know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I don't have it together. Listen, we all have sin struggles in our lives. The question is, what do you do about them? Oh, we come to Jesus, no question, for he is the only one who can forgive those sins. But sometimes there is great power, James says, in coming and saying, I need you to help me. I need you to walk with me. I need you to hold me accountable. I need you to show me the way. Confess your sins to one another. We've got to be transparent, open up our lives. Brother Carl and I have had some of these honest conversations. I've asked him some crazy questions. I have. I'll be honest. I've asked him. As a matter of fact, I called him last Monday. I said, you got to talk to me.
Yeah.
I need to make sense out of all of what's happening. I want to have a compassion for my African-American brothers and sisters, but I need you to help me.
Yes.
I want to have compassion for our police officers. I need you to help me. I need to know what you think. Yeah. See, too often we just get in our white side and our black side and find out what the white side of the black side thinks, it appears. We got to come together and say, what do you think? And we might disagree on a thing or two, but by and large, we get on our knees in an altar and say, oh God, would you please help our nation, help our communities? Notice the D, be devoted and love one another. Oh, these scriptures are rich, and I don't have to even say it. I won't read all these because there's just too many here to see. But let love be without hypocrisy, Romans 12 says, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in brotherly love, giving preference to one another.
Yes.
In honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope. The next one, John 13, Jesus says, and a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, notice, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Can I tell you why I invited our friends from WDM and the news? Here's why I want to know. Here's this, in a nutshell, here it is that they would know that we genuinely, not for show, not for anybody to be impressed, but we love each other.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Some of these communities we're looking at, there's the problem, the answer is love. And listen, do black lives matter? Yes. Do police officers' lives matter? Yes. Do white lives matter? Yes. But listen, what matters more is love matters more than all those.
Yes, sir.
And so how does the world look at us and go, well, I don't know, they all seem to be worshiping separately, or they all do this. No, 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 we're together. We might have different churches and different times and different styles. That's okay. And we're called to love, to be devoted to each other.
Amen.
Brother Carl knows beyond a shadow of a doubt, I am devoted to him. And I love him deeply. I didn't know him 3.5 years ago. I didn't love him because I didn't know him, but I know him now and I love him. I love him more because he loves me. That's why I love him. My mom would amen that if she was here. He's hard to love, I tell you. And my wife. Oh, some other scriptures. 1 Peter, keep fervent in your love. So much things. Listen, in 1 John, John says this. How do you know that you love? How do you know that you're born of God? It's when you love one another.
Amen.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. We say, well, why should I love that person? They're hard to love. Why should I love them? Well, why should God have loved me and you? But he did. Thank God he did. So how can I not love my brother or sister in Christ? Whether they are a different personality or a different race or a different this or that. And be devoted. Notice the next one. Oh, there's so much more here. Encourage and build up one another. That's the E. You know, I'll be honest, I've yet to meet somebody who said, now, preacher, listen, if there's one thing I don't need you to do, please stop encouraging me. I have too much of it in my life. Anybody had that too much encouragement this week? I'm just overflowing with encouragement. Now, our police guys, we want you to walk out feeling over the top encouraged. We want you to know that we love you. But listen, our lives, there's nothing but discouragement. There's nothing but folks that are not going to build you up, but tear you down. They're going to try to tear down the body of Christ. They're going to try to say things and do things that are not going to build nor help encourage you and I. So what do we have to do? The Bible says it, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, I encourage one another and build one another up just as you are also doing. But encourage one another day after day as long as it is called today.
Yeah.
Disagreement, discouragement is everywhere. Encourage each other. Notice the F. This is a hard one. Forgive one another.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Some of those go, I got that part, but oh, forgiven. That's a toughie, preacher. You're right, it is. Ephesians 4:32, forgiving each other just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. So those of you, Colossians 3:12, who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Listen, we're all going to mess up. We're going to offend somebody. We're going to hurt somebody intentionally or unintentionally, but we are called to forgive. And people say, well, preacher, you don't know what they did. You don't know what they said. You don't know what they did to me these years ago. And I'm like, you're right, I don't. But one thing I do know, God's word is clear. He has forgiven me. Therefore, I have no right, no reason to not forgive somebody else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We must forgive.
Yeah.
It's been said, we're never more like Jesus than when we forgive. Who in your life do you need to forgive and let go of the past? Who in your life do you need to let go and say, somebody you need to seek and say, I need your forgiveness. Yeah. Sometimes that requires a lot of humility too. Notice the G, give to one another. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. We're getting close. G, give to one another. I told our folks ahead of time. I told them ahead of time because there's too many people here. But I told them, we march. This is the other part of the offering. We're going to make our offering peppy. And we're going to get us a table like this, I think, Brother Carl. We're going to march everybody to the front. Yeah, Pedal First Baptist, so y'all don't know that. But normally, they march row by row. That's why they got ushers. Mm-hmm. Gary, let's get us some gloves. I think that'd be awesome. I love them. They're awesome. I love them. They're so just beautifully. Ladies, you just bless us. I love it. Yes. Now, our gloves need to be black, okay? Theirs are white. Ours need to be black. We match together, right? We're going to march row by row next Sunday for the offering. You hear me? Wouldn't that be good? Look, Brother Carl, some of our folks are going, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. The preacher needs to stop. I'm kidding. I want to keep my job. We won't do that next week. Maybe the next week, but... What a great privilege it is to give. Amen. Folks, all of us in this room are blessed.
Yes.
Not a single one of you are going to walk out of this room and go, well, I'm not sure what I'm going to eat tomorrow. Or I'm not sure what I'm going to eat for lunch today.
Mercy.
One of the greatest joys we had, somebody blessed us with a gift, was to be able to, and Paul here in 2 Corinthians reminds the Macedonian church, they promised to make a gift.
Uh-huh.
And they said, I'm going to make a gift. One of our greatest joys was to be able to give to Mount Vernon to see this building come to fruition. I come by and I just call it my second church home. Because I'm invested. We're invested in this church. We want to see Mount Vernon grow. We want to see this baptistry used very soon.
Amen.
We want to give to one another. Notice these last ones. Be hospitable and kind to one another. 1 Peter 4:9 says, be hospitable to one another without complaint. Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another, tender-hearted.
Yes.
We're called to be kind and hospitable to others. Let me ask you this question. What about the cashier at Walmart that is maybe a little slow on checking your items out? What about that waitress or waiter that you have that their service isn't the greatest?
Well, I'm going to show them how displeased I am.
What about a neighbor? What about a friend? What about a family member? That person who scowls at you or is mean to you. Are we supposed to be kind and hospitable to those who are only kind and hospitable to us? Oh, no. We're called to be kind to all.
Oh, yes, sir.
No matter where we are.
Amen.
Well, they don't deserve to be kind to. God didn't deserve to be kind to you either.
Amen.
Nor me. Now, sometimes we have to be firm. I get that. I understand that. But we can be kind and hospitable. Notice this next one, these last ones quickly. Live in peace with one another. Oh, what does our world need more than peace?
Mercy.
I'm tired of all this. My heart grieved this morning. It's all I can do not to fall on the floor and weep.
Have mercy.
Are you tired of it? I'm just tired of it. Something's got to change.
Amen.
And here's what Brother Carl and I believe. It's the change starts right here.
Amen.
In places like this. And why is that? Because Jesus brings the only peace. The only peace. That passes all understanding in our lives.
Amen.
Notice the last two and I'm done. In record time. Pray for one another. Again, I've not met anybody who said, listen, don't you pray for me. No. I've met lost people. I've been off halfway around the world. And you can tell somebody, is there anything I can pray with you about? And rarely do I say, nope, don't you pray for me. Don't you start praying to me. No, no. What they say is, oh, I've got a list. How long do you have? Listen, we need to be praying for one another. Mount Vernon, we need you to pray for Pedal First Baptist.
Yeah.
We need you to pray for us. Pedal First Baptist, we need to pray for Mount Vernon.
Yes.
We need to pray for our sister churches that are around us. We pray, because listen, we're all in this together. It's not some competition. It's not to see who's got the biggest and the best and the most. It's designed to see this community pedal reach with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And how does that happen? how does that happen? Here's how it happens. We get on our knees, or we stand, however you want to do it, and we get on our knees. We beg God. We plead with God over our sins. First and foremost, God, revive me so then an awakening could come in this community. Yes, there are lots of churches. Yes, a lot of people that didn't know Christ. But folks, statistically speaking, there will be 70% of the 35 plus thousand people who live in the Petal School District who will walk, drive by this church and think, what in the world? Is that a convention center over there? What's happening? They don't know Jesus. There'll be more people in Walmart in 2 hours than there will be in this building. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They don't know it's the Lord's day. Yes. We have to pray. Yes. One thing our church has been just really convicted of is our need to pray and to pray and to pray.
Yes.
Notice the last one. Serve one another.
Yes.
Galatians 5:13. For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. That's been our call here between our two churches, to serve one another.
Amen.
Mount Vernon, just want you to know we're here to serve you in any way that we can. Any way we can help you and encourage you in the journey. We can partner together. We're here. Police officers, listen to me. We've met law enforcement. We're here to serve you. We want to help you. So let me encourage you. When you're out this week and you see a Petal police officer, hopefully it's not, he's in your rearview mirror with those lights on. Well, it's true.
Amen.
Red's saying, tell it. He must have seen those blue lights lately. Right? Hope, if you see him then, put those hands in the steering wheel, right? And look at him and say, hi, how are you? I always dread when they ask. It's been a long time since I've been pulled over. Knock on wood. Well, what do you do for a living? Gavin, guys, don't ask those questions. It's just killing. It hurts our feelings really bad. I'm the pastor at Mount Vernon Baptist Missionary Baptist Church. That's what I'm going to tell them next time. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Look, tell them thank you. Forest County Sheriff's Office.
Yes.
Alyssa Chanley, she's a member of our church. She's going to be directing traffic out in this heat, and she's out protecting us, making sure nobody comes in here and does harm to us.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to wave at her and tell her thank you. You need to meet these folks and so you know who they are, because they've got families like you've got. They've got wives and children like you've got. And they walk out those doors not knowing if they'll return home. And we've got to serve, lastly, those in our community who don't have. In our church, and I think we've talked about this, we've never formalized the partnership. We need to do that every weekend in our at the Petal Primary School, just the primary school, not the other school, just the primary school. Miss Lisa knows, teaches there. We provide 70 children with a backpack to have food over the weekend.
Wow.
Every single week. Over the summer, our church has been blessed. Some of them don't even know all that. We're doing 25 to 30 kids over the summer. Some of these homes that some of these folks are delivered to, realizing how desperate the need is in our community. We think that we live in a very, very wealthy community. We do not. This, beautiful as it is, does not really completely represent the vast majority of Petal, Mississippi. So we have to serve our community. We have to find ways, and listen, and how we serve them. It's good to have a sign. We got one. Y'all got one. We're in both in prime locations. And that'll attract one or two people. But the people we really need to serve will not darken the door of your church nor mine.
Amen.
We have to go where they are and serve them with the love of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
So what's the answer for our world? What's the answer? Accept one another, admonish one another, agree with and show tolerance for one another, bear one another's burdens, clothe yourself in humility, confess your sins to one another, be devoted and love one another, encourage and build up one another, forgive, give to one another, be hospitable and kind, live in peace with one another, pray for one another, and serve one another.
Have mercy.
I'm going to close with this and turn it back over to Brother Carl. Here it is. Today, most of you in this room, I probably already know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. And when you know something very clear, there was another service here in our community, not in our community, but in the Pine Belt in Hattiesburg, Then I didn't attend. And while we had this one, didn't join with that one. There's other people invited to that particular service. And they were going to read from the sacred texts. There is only one sacred text. Amen. The Word of God. I'm glad to gather with Brother Carl because he and I believe and worship the same Jesus. Amen. Now, am I to be kind to all? Yes. Am I to be humble with others? Yes. But we're very careful who we stand with. Amen. But today, do you know Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior? If you do not, and I do this every Sunday in my church, and I would be remiss if I didn't do it this morning. When you walk out of these doors, are you certain? One of the reasons I have such a heart for police officers, always had, God has always put just bukus of law enforcement officers in my churches because they deal with the most difficult in our society. Amen. They get called names. They have to deal with things that you and I can't even fathom nor imagine. Amen. I doubt that those officers that have lost their lives today thought today would be their last. Amen. You and I would think the same thing. I'm going to live forever. We're not promised tomorrow. So if I'm ready to meet Jesus and I meet people, if you had to meet Jesus, why would you let you in? Well, I've been good. I've gone to church. I'm a nice person. I give. One way. ABCs. Admit to God you're a sinner. God, I'm a sinner. Yes. Ask God to forgive you of all of your sins. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, not just with your head, not just knowledge about who God is, but so much so that it changes who you are. Amen. Mercy. That he died for you and rose again. And confess him as your Savior. Admitting to God, I cannot save myself. Lord, I need you to save me today. And be willing to commit your life to him as Lord. As the boss of your life. He's in charge. He's in control. Just a moment, Brother Carl. I know he's going to extend an invitation. And I know it's not at our church, but Petal First Baptist folks, I'll be down here at the front with Brother Carl as well. And God is speaking to your heart. Yes. No matter what church you may be a member of, would you respond to God's call? Let me pray together and I'll turn over to Brother Carl.